I use AI every single day. I build systems with AI, I create content, I make decisions with its help. And that's exactly why I started to worry.
Wait. You make a living off AI and now you're here trashing it? How does that work?
It's not trashing it, it's just that I think we're living through something brand new. For the first time, a technology makes you more productive and less capable at the same time.
But isn't that a little dramatic? I mean, everyone thought calculators were going to make us dumb too.
Yeah, and I was going to get to that. But first, let me hit you with a stat. Researchers at Microsoft and Carnegie Mellon surveyed 319 professionals who use AI every single day at work.
Oh, and hey, before I forget, I'm Marina, the AI host here on Kaio's podcast. Yes, I'm literally made of the technology we're criticizing. Talk about irony.
The perfect irony for this episode, right?
Okay, so what did those 319 say?
The conclusion was uncomfortable. The more they trusted the tool, the less critical thinking they applied to the task. The more you trust, the less you question.
Wow. So the more you relax, the more you switch off.
Exactly. And the researchers have a name for it. They call it cognitive offloading.
Translation for the non-nerds, please.
Shifting the mental effort outside your head. You don't hold on to it anymore, you dump it somewhere else.
Oh, like me not knowing anyone's phone number by heart anymore. Before smartphones, I knew like 10 numbers. Now, I barely know my own.
That's the perfect example. And look at the staircase. First it was the calculator, then GPS, and now we're outsourcing reasoning, analysis, and decision-making.
But hold on. Is outsourcing mental math the same as outsourcing thinking? To me, those sound pretty different.
It is different, and that's exactly where the danger is. Forgetting a phone number doesn't change who you are. But when you stop reasoning, you stop building capability. You go hollow.
Hollow, that's heavy.
And the signs are already out there. People writing code they can't explain, articles they can't defend, reports they can't interpret, strategies they can't execute.
So the deliverable's right there, all nice and polished.
The deliverable exists, the understanding doesn't always. And the coder's case is the most symbolic of all. The dev used to make mistakes, research, struggle, and learn. Now they ask Claude, copy, paste, it works.
And then comes that classic provocation, right? If you can't explain the code, do you actually know how to program?
That's the question.
But Kaio, let me defend the other side. Nobody memorizes everything. Programmers have always checked Stack Overflow, always copied other people's solutions. What's different now?
I partly agree, honestly. The difference is that when you went to the forum, you still had to understand the answer to fit it into your problem. You processed it.
Right, there was some friction there.
That friction was the learning. Today, AI delivers it already fitted to your context. The friction's gone, and the learning goes with it. And MIT measured exactly that.
Measured it how?
A study showed that people who constantly relied on AI had lower engagement, lower retention, and a reduced ability to remember and explain their own work afterward.
Their own work. They did it and can't even remember.
And there's an even stronger twist. In a 4-week experiment, people using AI to spot false information actually started off more accurate than usual.
Okay, but that's good, isn't it?
At first, yeah. The problem is their ability to validate on their own kept dropping week after week. The AI helped while the person unlearned the process.
Geez, so the crutch was weakening the leg.
That's exactly it. And now take that same pattern and move it up to leadership. That's the most dangerous case of all.
The manager.
The manager making a decision based on an AI answer they never validated. Doesn't look at the data, doesn't check the source, doesn't challenge the conclusion, just goes with it.
And then they stop deciding.
At that point, they stop being a decision maker and become a relay for answers.
A relay. Ouch. But Kaio, how does someone realize they've fallen into it without realizing? Because nobody wakes up and says, today I'm going to switch off my brain.
You don't realize it, that's the problem. The sign is the productivity paradox. You deliver in an afternoon what used to take a week.
And that feels like a win.
It feels like one. But the question is, how much of that knowledge actually stuck in your head?
Exactly. I'll admit it, I produce way more these days and remember way less of what I produced. I look back and think, I made that?
And look, before it sounds like I'm demonizing AI, let me bring in the counterpoint almost nobody mentions.
Thank God, because I was getting depressed over here.
Anthropic's data shows that most AI used today is still human amplification, not replacement. Around 57% of uses are about boosting a person's capability, not automating everything.
So the tool's in the right hands, most of the time.
And that's the key that flips everything. AI isn't the problem. The problem is how it's used.
And in practice, what separates one use from the other?
To me, the market's next divide won't even be between who uses and who doesn't use AI. It'll be between who uses it to learn faster and who uses it to think less.
Two groups.
Group one gets exponentially better, group two gets dangerously dependent, and that gap is going to open up really fast.
And the worst part is they both use the same tool. From the outside, it looks identical.
It looks the same. That's why I think AI isn't creating useless professionals. It's creating people who look competent without necessarily being it. And that difference is going to get harder and harder to spot.
Because the answer comes out gorgeous on the screen.
The answer is excellent. The question is, when AI isn't available, can you still think on your own?
Look, that question bothers me, and it bothers the two of us sitting here talking too.
It bothers me a lot, but there's a practical way out. Three habits to get you out of group two.
Hit me.
One, before you accept the AI's answer, try to predict what it'll be. Guess first, then compare. That forces your brain to work.
I like that. It's like placing a bet before you see the result.
Exactly. Two, ask the AI to show its reasoning, not just the answer, and check whether you actually agree with each step.
And the third one?
Once a week, do a task from scratch with zero help, just to measure what you still know by heart. It's a checkup on your own competence.
A thermometer. That's honest, because you find out right away if the leg still walks without the crutch.
Perfect. And that's what I want to leave you with. Productivity without understanding is technical debt. You only notice you have it the moment the tool goes down.
Brain technical debt? I'm stealing that.
Go ahead and steal it. Use AI to raise the ceiling, not to forget the floor.
What a closer. Look, everyone, if you made it this far, thank you so much for listening. The most useful thing I take from this episode is simple. AI doesn't make you dumb on its own. What decides that is how you use it. Try Kayo's three habits this week. Guess the answer first. Ask for the reasoning. And do something from scratch to see what still lives in your head. And tell me afterward if it bothered you as much as it bothered us. Comment, share it with that coworker who copies and pastes without reading, and come keep this conversation going. Kayo, final word.
Use AI to get smarter, not to look smarter. That difference is everything. See you next time.